This week's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think one of the things to keep in mind when we look at this case, Brazil was requesting almost $2.7 billion in retaliation authority. So we're pleased to see that the number was not anywhere close to the number Brazil was requesting. Also, the panel did not grant any retaliation authority for the Step 2 provision of the cotton program. And it's also the case that the panel has not authorized Brazil to cross-retaliate in other sectors of the economy, at least not at this time.
Cut 2. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of the things from the U.S. cotton industry standpoint that we're continue to be concerned about, it really doesn't consider any of the market changes that we've observed since then or the policy changes that have occurred since then, primarily as part of the 2008 Farm Bill. So that's one of the things that we continue to be concerned about, and we'll certainly continue to bring that up to officials both within USTR and USDA that this decision still does not reflect the realities that we face both in the cotton market or cotton policies.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
From the economic standpoint, again, I think one of the other concerns and where the panel missed things is the fact that if you look at the market, we've seen a situation since 2005 where U.S. cotton production has fallen by 45% at that same time. We know there's increased subsidization in both China and India. If you look across Brazil, China, and India collectively, they have increased production by more than 20%. So in today's market, with today's policies, the U.S. program cannot possibly be causing injury in the world cotton market.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We will continue as the cotton industry representatives to work with both USTR and USDA to try to bring some of these concerns to light that we've expressed about today's decision.